Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I do want to talk about the VFN top three in the torch. I do want to talk about the top three. Oh my goodness. The number one on the torch, top three, is Enter Through the Narrow Door. Pat, I know you can remember this. We had such a wonderful time with this segment. I want to encourage you, VFNTV.com, and select the torch for all of our new VFN radio listeners. You can highlight and share these highlights with your friends, with your family members. You can listen to them on your app. And you can also go directly to the torch by going to VFNTV.com. But this was a highlight that we shared about entering through the narrow door, you know. Hanging on the cross is not enough. You got to get on the cross. And we continue to share that, you know, Jesus says, make every effort in Luke 13, make every effort to enter through the narrow door. Because many, many, I tell you, this is Jesus' words,
right,
will try to enter and will not be able to. You know, the time to get ready is now. You know, the time is now. Because you don't know. You don't know. And he encourages to pursue intimacy with the Lord. He encourages to come to a place of worship and to focus on what the Lord is saying, being willing to rid ourselves of all forms of ungodliness so that we can have a true, authentic relationship with the Lord. We need to be willing to exchange even religion for relationship. We can be right with God, but we're going to be right with God on his terms, not on our terms. And we're going to be willing to enter through the narrow door. And whatever doesn't fit through the narrow door, it's got to go.
That's right.
The second one I want to talk about is consider the ant. It was a fantastic moment of wisdom where we were getting wisdom from God's word. And Proverbs 6 says, go to the ant, you sluggard, and consider its ways and be wise. It doesn't have a commander or an overseer or a ruler, yet it stores its provisions in summer and gathers it at a harvest time. And the thing is that, you know what? We got to return back to a place of being willing to work hard again. And we talked about in the first hour about the soldiers in the Civil War, the African-American soldiers that were willing to lay down their lives. We're reminded in the Word of God that we should consider the ant. We should look at God's creation and see, listen, they don't have an overseer. They don't have a ruler. They don't have a boss to tell them to get in place. But yet and still, there's something in their DNA that says, we're going to work hard. We're going to store. We're going to keep, you know, doing the things that we have to do. And we need to learn from this. We need to learn from this because we're, you know, we talked about this generation. If we have all this technology that's doing everything for us, right? We're not even involved in the thinking process.
Right.
What about the younger generation? You know, instantly they're talking about how can we get technology to alleviate our effort so that we can move faster? Forget a shovel, get a snowblower. You know, forget a push mower. Let's get a riding lawnmower. You know what I'm saying? Let's do more technology so that we can do less. And that's not the way. That's not the way because technology is good, but if it makes us too dependent and it cripples our ability to learn and get actually involved and engaged, then it completely shuts us down, completely shuts us down. And the last one we really want to talk about here today is don't die or stop in Nazareth. Don't die or stop in Nazareth. This is a fantastic highlight because Jesus himself,
Jesus himself
had a Nazareth, you know, and where people couldn't even receive of his ministry. When you think about, my goodness, here's a son of God walking and ministering all throughout Israel. And when he gets to his own city, his own place where he was born, they couldn't even receive his ministry. They thought they had Jesus all figured out and they were familiar with him. And so we want to encourage you, be encouraged.
We're talking Jesus.
Exactly.
Son of God.
Jesus.
They had the Son of God all figured out. If Jesus had a Nazareth, right?
Then you know you're going to have a Nazareth.
When you think about this, too, it's important. Is just because it's Nazareth for you don't mean it's Nazareth for someone else.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And so don't write off your Nazareth. Realize that God will just bring somebody else to your Nazareth.
That's right.
It's okay to leave that Nazareth and go where God is sending you. I see so many people trying to stay in Nazareth. It's like, I think God's trying to get you out of this place.
Most are in Nazareth. It's like, how much longer are you going to be tortured like this? The And they say, you know what a big shot is, don't you?
What's a big shot?
A little shot far away from home.
There you go.
And it's just somebody that's not familiar with it, who they are.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. And so it's so powerful. Get ready. Get ready to and maybe you may be wondering, you know, is this what's happening in my ministry? Is this what's happening when people are not responding? There is a Nazareth. You have a Nazareth. Listen, get past it. Don't stop. Don't die in it. But continue to move forward and continue to share the gospel with everyone that is willing to receive.
Right. And think about it, too, that you need to go where your gift's accepted.
Yeah.
Go where people honor your gift. Realize if they don't honor what God's given you to deliver what God wants delivered to them, you're just wasting your time. You're
spinning your wheels.
Save yourself, you know, the therapy and the medications and just, you know, don't change your message. Change your people. You know, don't change. This is what people do because they stay in Nazareth. This is what you'll learn. They change the message. They change what God said in his word and say, finally, I'm getting a crowd now. It's like, but you're not preaching Jesus, bro.
Right.
That's right.
You're preaching American gospelisms, you know, and all this kind of stuff instead of
isms.
Yeah. Because when Jesus preached, when Americans, many of the American ministers preach the gospel, most people say, man, who can't be saved?
Exactly.
But when Jesus preached, his own very disciples looked at him and said, who can be saved?
That's right.
That's a big difference. If the Son of God's talking about what we say we're talking about, and everybody goes, psh, this is a no-brainer, we must be messing something up here because people should be convicted to the core because he said, what's impossible with man is possible with God.
Catch a clue, right? Catch a clue, which reminds me of the rich young ruler. You know, we don't have time to really get into all this today. Hopefully we'll get a chance tomorrow. But that's it. That's it. Don't be stopped. Don't be stopped by Nazareth and people that it won't receive. There is a people, but you have to have enough faith to get outside of what you're presently at to reach them.
Right. And Nazareth, when you think about it, and it talks more about it, is that it is those that are familiar with you. They think they have you figured out. It could be family. It could be coworkers. You know, you could be like Legion. Remember him, this guy that he had all these, he ran around naked. He was chained. He did everything wrong. And of course, when they chained him outside the city, when he sees Jesus, he runs down and bows at his feet and he gets delivered, gets set free. Mm-hmm. And of course, he goes, can I go with you? Jesus says, no, go back to your Nazareth. He sends him back, you know, and obviously his ministry may have or may not have. No, actually what they did, they ran Jesus out of the area because they thought that who is this that's delivered this guy from all this different stuff. It's just real crazy things that can take place. But you got to get that because imagine if everybody leaves their Nazareth. How effective it's going to be your gift for God.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.